closing out the show with Leo Kottke from his album Mudlark. That was my introduction to Leo Kottke. Machine number two, Leo Kottke. Before that, Noah Furbringer, new album called Moonwalker. You heard Café Del Mar. Beth Sorrentino recorded live on my program in 2001. Solo performance of her song Runaway. Ran Blake before that with Cancao do Sol from his album Driftwoods. Very interesting pianist. Green Park did Gigi, and thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for the encore feature on today's program. You're invited to stay tuned for dinner at Andy's with Ken and Andy. And they are going... Do you still want people to send... Okay, they're going to diagnose your skin diseases, assuming that they haven't already been diagnosed. Take a picture of your rash or your pustule or your blister or your scab or whatever and email it to ken@wfmu.org. And if you're lucky, Ken and Andy, that is Dr. Breckman and Dr. Friedman, will diagnose your dermatological ailment on tonight's program. If you're lucky. Oh, Andy, I know you love me. Don't touch me. Don't.
If you're lucky, we'll diagnose.
Sure. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Say welcome to dinner at Andy's now.
Yeah, welcome to dinner at Andy's now.
Could say who you are.
Yeah, I could. Oh my God, I could so easily say who I am.
You could move closer to the microphone.
Oh my God, I could so easily do that. I'm just 3 feet away.
Yeah.
I could do a lot of those things.
Because the program has begun.
I can see, yeah.
Is that, that's my point.
You know, This is great because I don't want to work, and this is not quite work
right
here, but I don't want to sit idly by all week. Just twiddle my thumbs.
Yeah.
So this is more than that. This is some kind of activity, but it's not work.
Right. But
it's radio.
But at least this program gives you a reason to get out of bed.
Yeah, it's a little structure.
And put your clothes on one day a week.
Erwin, am I right? It's between work and not work. It's the sweet spot. So I'm very grateful to be here. Hey, we should reassure people. You're feeling fine, right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine.
You just wanted some attention last week.
And no, you went crazy. I mean, and the problem was...
It was all me, Ken. Worry about me. Talk about me.
I wanted to do the show that we were supposed to do.
But you didn't come in and say, I went to a checkup, just came from a checkup. It was a scheduled checkup. No problem. Sorry, I'm late. Traffic was heavy. No, you came in with this sob story.
That all would have been a lie.
You scared me and Erwin to death.
You got more scared than I was. I hadn't even had a chance to research it yet. And once I did research it, I saw that most of the time it's just not a problem at all.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
Even though I lost $50 on this.
I bet with
my son.
You
look. I don't mind losing the $50. I'm just glad you're back.
What was the bet?
Doesn't matter, Ken. Ken, it doesn't matter. I'm just glad you're back.
But wait,
I'm happy to lose the money. It's the best money I ever lost.
You lost.
It doesn't matter.
That means you were
Ken,
betting.
Move on. Just move on.
You were betting that I was like terminally ill or something. You were betting that I was going to die.
You want to dwell on this? I'm happy to pay. I'm happy to lose the money. I'm glad you're here.
You thought that I was really terminally sick, and you were trying to capitalize on that.
Sometimes you bet on the Giants. Sometimes you bet against the Giants, even though your heart's with the Giants. The smart money's against the Giants.
Jesus. Man,
Let's move on.
That's
I feel I'm embarrassed. I'm humbled. I'm embarrassed.
That's cold.
I know. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah. Man, what's wrong with you?
That's a good question. I mean, we don't have enough time to really get into what's wrong with me.
No, we don't. Whew.
I think the wizard forgot to give me a heart.
Aw, do you still believe in the wizard? That's so sweet.
That damn wizard. How could he forget? There's no way he forgot to give hearts out. That was so intentional.
No, yeah, that was definitely intentional.
The wizard forgot to give me a heart.
No, that's like,
I mean, that's number one on the checklist.
Right. And he knows exactly what he's doing.
He does. He knows he's evil.
So we have a great topic tonight.
It's going to be great.
It's one of our many public service programs.
Yeah, we should explain. We're not licensed dermatologists. We've never been to, say, school, for example.
Well, yeah. Who needs book learning?
But I'm 67 years old. I've had skin for 67 years. You've had skin for most of your life. So we're sort of amateur dermatologists.
I wouldn't even call it amateur. I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen of the United States. And I'm free to give my dermatological opinions. I'm a citizen dermatologist.
Great. See you in court.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're asking people... Understanding that we're not licensed, we're asking people to take a picture of the scab or pimple or growth on their skin.
Right.
We'd like to see it. And then email it to us at ken@wfmu.org.
Right.
And then what happens?
And then we would like you to call us on the air at 201-209-9368 so we can discuss it with you. We will be able to look at your bunion or your canker, whatever it is you send us a picture of, and
we'll give you not our expert opinion, we'll give you our opinion.
Our
You may want to.
A fairly learned opinion, I would say.
Yeah, I know you would. Oh, I know you would say.
Well,
that.
You've told me that you were really good at this.
I don't think I can even look at the pictures.
Then how are you gonna do it? I'll just
trust you.
All right, I'll describe.
I really trust you on this. I defer to you, to Dr. Friedman. But we're here for you. Upload something on your upload that thing you're worried about, and give us a call. Until we talk to you, don't scratch it. We All may right. ask you to scratch it once we're talking to you.
Peter from Boonton has sent a picture in.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No. No.
No what?
Don't. Oh, my God. This is going to be horrible. It's a little growth.
Peter,
there.
Peter, you could give us a call at 201-209-9368. We're looking at this bump.
It's a bump. Is it on his knee?
It's on his knee.
Oh, no. It looks quite enlarged.
It's kind of a pustule.
Oh, Jesus, Peter.
I would describe it as a pustule.
Peter, you're going to want to scratch it. Don't scratch it. Just call us. 201-209-9368.
Well, there's no red or rash around.
Dear God, don't even. Here, turn the monitor toward.
Oh, God. Here, we agreed to this whole method to the show.
No, you wait till I'm drunk. You wait till I'm roaring drunk and tired, and then you start pitching me these ideas.
Well, I applaud Peter for having this horrible growth on his knee. He clearly has not been squeezing it.
Oh, no,
He has not been itching it. He hasn't been itching it around it.
You like the color of it? You like it's skin color.
It looks fine.
It's not inflamed.
Right. The pustule itself is...
Well, we need to talk to Peter. You're just talking to me. It means nothing talking to me.
Okay.
All right. Is this...
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Peter?
This is Peter from Boonton, New Jersey.
Hey, Peter. Welcome to the airwaves.
Peter, don't scratch that thing.
Well...
It itches. I know it itches, buddy.
You know, it doesn't itch, and it's actually not a pustule. It's just like a little blob of skin.
A skin tag.
Skin tag, and it's like...
Well, one man's tag is another man's pustule, Peter.
Well, you know, I'm around the same age as you guys. Not as advanced as Dr. Breckman there.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing is... just gotten a little bit bigger over the last few years.
Now, does it hurt when you're wearing long pants and it rubs on the pants?
It doesn't hurt, but it looks unsightly.
May I suggest never ever taking your pants off?
I guess I can just take a shower with my pants on.
Yeah, and you never have to worry about it.
That's always a great idea.
Now we do have the option if we can't. What are you looking to do, Kenny? Power yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're running low on. Wait, you didn't even insert it all the way.
No, I did. It's in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna have to lean over me the whole show.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't. I didn't plan it out.
Well, can this line be extended?
Yeah.
Hey, no, Andy.
You can't. Yes.
Andy, I got a cheese grater. Do you think that'd take it off?
I think that would be a mistake. Now I'm gonna repeat as I did at the top of the show. I am not, although I'm speaking quite confidently, I'm not really a licensed dermatologist. And I suggest you show this to a real dermatologist. Until you do, as a consolation, if you're interested, we can digitally create a limerick about the bump on your knee.
That'd be fine.
My son Josh turned us on to a. Is it a website, Ken? Is it an app?
Yeah, it's ChatGPT.
And they can create a limerick. It's not. It can't cure your bump. It won't get rid of your bump, but it will take your mind off the bump. It will raise your spirits.
That'd be great.
Okay, so we're going to write a limerick about how can I do this? Ken, should I?
Well, it's done already. We're ready to go.
Okay, there is a limerick. Do you want to read it, or should we have?
No, she's ready to read it.
Oh, we have a professional limerick reader. This is an original limerick, Peter, about the bump on your knee.
All right.
Here we go.
There once was a man named Peter, whose pustule was quite a teaser. It grew and it grew, until it was quite a few. But he popped it, and now H is much sweeter.
Now don't follow the example of that limerick, Peter. Don't pop it.
Yeah, don't.
I won't.
Don't do everything.
Trust me, even though I used to be a salesman, I won't pop it.
Don't pop it.
You know, for a while, I was doing everything I heard about in limericks, and it It almost killed me.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
There was that famous Nantucket limerick.
Yeah, that was that actually was one of the easier ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
whew. Yeah.
You know, Ken, if you got to write for that, whatever that comedy program or TV program you got, you want to include the pustule.
Yeah, we maybe will use that. Well, Peter, thanks very much for sharing.
Yeah, Peter, don't try to surgically remove it yourself. That would be a bad idea.
And remember...
But no. if you disobey me, send it to me.
I will. You know, we're going to have some more fun on the next show.
And Peter, this will, before you go, just one more time.
There once was a man named Peter, whose pustule was quite a teaser. It grew and it grew, until it was quite a few. But he popped it, and now H is much sweeter.
Nice.
She's rhyming sweeter. Peter with teaser. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, you leave her alone. You shut up.
Hey, it's AI. What do you expect?
She's doing the best she can with very little notice.
Well, thanks a lot for the medical information. I'm going to go get that cheese grater now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
no,
Peter.
No, don't do that, Peter. Thanks.
Oh, cheese grater bad.
Cheese grater bad.
Okay, you do know a lot about that.
Well, if scratching is bad, cheese grater would certainly
excellent.
Be bad.
You're right. Good point.
Would you like to create a limerick about cheese graters?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, how do I do this? Just show me and then I'll
You go to the second tab and then you type it in.
I don't know what that... I didn't see what you just did. Okay, got you. And
then that's where you type it in down here.
Okay. Do I say limerick?
You tell it what you want it to write.
Do you say do you use the verb write?
Yeah.
So you say write. Wait, I don't. Okay.
Write a limerick about cheese graters.
Okay, I will.
You can do it.
Okay, don't be scared.
And if you have any kind of skin condition, maybe an infected follicle, or a callus, or canker sore, a blackhead or a whitehead, a horn. I had a horn on my head. Perhaps it's a sebaceous cyst. Send me a picture of it at ken@wfmu.org. And Andy and I will not repost your picture. Don't worry about that.
Is cheese grater two words?
Yes, it's two words.
How do you spell, how would you spell grater?
G-R-A-T-E-R.
Okay, and then I just hit enter?
Yep. Then it thinks
and
about
that,
it.
Is that blinking light mean it's thinking?
Yeah, it means it's thinking about it. If it had no idea.
Oh, and it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's limericks on demand.
Yeah. And then if you want, you can cut and paste that.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so why don't you read our limerick about cheese grater?
Why don't you first make up a limerick? See, you were so critical of her earlier. You have a limerick? No. Here's a limerick about cheese graters.
There once was a lonely cheese grater.
Whose purpose was quite clear, no matter.
That doesn't rhyme!
Shut up. It shredded and scraped until the cheese was fully shaped. And now it's a kitchen staple. No need to lather.
What?
Shut up.
This is terrible. I thought that this...
That was not terrible.
This is the chatbot that everybody's been going crazy over for the last 2 weeks.
Okay. That was not terrible.
That was terrible.
That was a B- in limerick school.
I give it a D. Yeah, it doesn't rhyme where it's supposed to rhyme.
But this student submitted her homework 8 seconds after you assigned the assignment. Factor that in.
I would have preferred that student took maybe 20 seconds and came up with a proper limerick.
All right, I'm going to say try again. Can I just say try again?
Yeah, say try again.
Oh, I need and, one. Wait. Oh, wait. I don't know how to. I should have brought Josh with me.
Okay, a boil.
Okay.
Or maybe you're suffering from scabies.
Or maybe you have scabies, but you're not suffering.
Or measles, even, or chicken pox, or monkey pox.
Yeah, anything, any skin condition.
Yeah.
Uploaded to Ken
at smallpox.
Give the address.
Yeah, ken@wfmu.org.
And then give us a call.
Don't upload the disease. Just upload a picture of it. Okay. We will not share it. We will not repost it, so nobody else is going to see it. We're just going to describe it, and then you call, and we'll talk to you about it. And
meanwhile,
maybe you get
meanwhile,
a limerick.
For extra credit, our little limerick student has submitted a second limerick.
Oh, good.
There once was a cheese grater named Fred whose sharp teeth could shred any cheese, be it shredder or brie.
Brie.
Fred Brie. Okay. He grated with ease and left cheese in perfect squares, if you please. And now he's the star of the kitchen. No need to dread.
These are the worst limericks.
Really? You have a problem with the quality of the limerick?
Yes.
Really?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I think we've found a major weakness in this OpenAI chatbot.
So you're saying that this is one occupation, limerick writing, that computers will never replace
people? Well, they have to learn what rhymes and what doesn't rhyme.
And I have to learn how to pronounce brie.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So we all have some learning to do.
Yeah.
None of us are perfect, Ken. We're all works in progress.
Do you know how to pronounce camembert?
Camembert? Camembert. Is that close?
No. That was really good.
Camembert.
Camembert.
Well, that's why I'm not in the limerick business.
Or the cheese business.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was only in the limerick business for a few weeks. Hey, what else are we getting uploaded?
I'm hoping that somebody has a planter's wort that they can send a picture of.
Well, maybe they have a problem with their skin that has not been diagnosed. They don't know what it is.
Well, that's where we can help. We're not trained dermatologists, but...
No, we're not. We're the opposite of trained dermatologists.
Yeah.
But we're here to help you through it. And if we can't help you medically, we can get a limerick out of it.
I know enough.
This program can also write riddles.
Right,
can
songs.
Can also write songs.
Yep.
Don't tell my daughter Molly, but I understand it can also write applications for colleges.
Oh, yeah, it can write essays.
Yeah, why do you want to attend Bard College?
Yeah.
I need 500 words. On why Bard College and me are perfect together.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, how tools like, and this is not the only tool like this by far, tools like this do change English class at every level, you know, even for little kids.
But you can tell a badly written
but they're computer not the, they're generated. Not, no, what? No, you, it, no, it's really difficult. I've read some of the essays and answers to difficult questions that this thing has generated, and they're good. It's not as bad as the limericks. Don't judge it by limericks.
So if you're saying, please write an application to Bard College, don't add and make it rhyme.
Yeah. Don't do that.
That's the secret.
No, but I think that English class, and I think they're going to have to start giving writing tests live in class.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to be able to check for plagiarism, you know, just by cutting and pasting a section of a paragraph and Googling it. But that won't work with this. This is different. Okay, Theo has emailed. He suffers from psoriasis.
Oh, please.
And alopecia.
Wait, do we have to look at this?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Theo.
Wait, is this also a knee?
That's a knee or a thigh, yeah.
Man, our listeners, they have a lot in common. And one thing they have in common is problems with knees.
Psoriasis and alopecia. Why don't you get a limerick going for Theo and...
Well, why don't we talk to Theo?
Yeah, Theo, give us a call at 201-209-9368. And Daniel has also sent us a knee problem.
Okay, hold on. How about write a joke... About, this will make him feel better, about psoriasis. Okay, spell psoriasis. I dare you.
It's P-S.
No, seriously, psoriasis.
It's P-S-O.
No. Sir, listen to the word, psoriasis.
Right, it has a silent P at the beginning, like psychiatry and psychology. And
what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, silent P.
All right, go ahead.
P-S-O.
Yes.
R-I-A.
R-I-A.
S-I-S.
Okay.
So, Theo, that's a pretty nasty-looking knee you got there.
Here it goes. It's writing. Okay, I have a joke.
Hang on. This joke. Might be Theo calling now, or it might be Daniel.
This guy needs it.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
It's Theo.
Oh, hey, Theo.
Hey, Theo, don't scratch that thing. You're going to want to scratch
it. Yeah, Theo, for God's sakes, leave it alone.
Now, Theo, are you putting lotion on it, like, constantly?
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
And tell me, when did this first appear on your knee?
Well, it's come and gone. It depends on stress and anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's stress-related.
And does the coconut oil really help?
Yeah, I think so.
It really does. Huh.
But it still is.
You mean it's all stress related?
You know what you might try, Theo, and I'm not kidding. You might try THC oil.
Oh yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Ken takes baths in it. You know what you might try? You know what I would suggest is just
smoke some pot.
Just stop caring. Just stop caring about whatever you're worried about.
Leave it alone. Yeah. It really looks abraded, Theo.
Yeah. Don't look at it. Wait, we lost Theo.
No, Theo's still there.
Is he?
Oh, Theo, did we lose you? We did.
What did you say to him?
All right, I told him to leave it alone.
Want to hear the joke?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for you, Theo. Maybe he'll call back.
Oh, is it a joke about psoriasis?
Yes.
Oh, great.
First, why don't you make up a joke, and then we'll compare it.
Okay.
Okay.
Why wasn't the psoriasis popular at parties?
Why?
Because it was a real pain in the knee.
Well, that's... I know that. Okay, I know where you got that joke from. But here's an original joke about psoriasis.
Mine was an original joke.
Well, yours was computer generated before the show. Okay, why was the person with psoriasis always so cold? See, can you guess the answer? Ken, you're merely human, so you might have a problem.
Why was the person with psoriasis always cold?
Well, it's so obvious. Once you hear the answer, it'll just be obvious.
Okay, what's
you're
going to
kick yourself. Get ready.
All right.
Okay. Why were they always so cold? Because they had too much skin and not enough shirts.
That's a computer joke. That's a joke that a computer would write.
Because psoriasis is extra skin, so you're going to need more shirts. All that skin...
Is that what psoriasis is? It's
I don't know.
Extra skin?
I don't know.
Too much skin?
It's just a joke, Ken. Don't sweat it. Don't get all.
It's as bad
as a lather.
It's as bad as the limericks. This isn't artificial intelligence. This is artificial incompetence. These are terrible.
That's the spirit.
You know the real name of a boil?
Ed Corcoran?
No.
I give up.
Furuncle.
Is that really the medical
That's
name for
really
a boil?
That's really the medical name for a boil, a furuncle. And you know what happens when you have a bunch of boils clumped together?
It's a furuncle convention.
Nope. It's called a carbuncle. And I'm not making this up. This is what I have learned as a citizen dermatologist.
If you were making it up, it would be a lot funnier than that. Well, show's complete.
Well, we got a call from Theo.
Well, yeah,
all right,
what,
now listen.
What aspect of this show is derailing us?
Daniel.
Do you think it's the limericks?
No, Daniel has sent in a picture.
Oh, God, I can't even look.
Of his wife. His wife has had this irritated patch on the back of her knee for years.
Okay, we're here to help. Let's see it.
Sometimes it's redder. Sometimes it itches. And sometimes it almost disappears. She's tried antifungal, antibiotic, and eczema creams.
Okay.
They help, but it never goes away. Here it is, Andy.
Okay.
It's not very gross. See, that's not bad at all.
Oh, and she put a quarter
on
the picture so we can see the size of it.
Right. It's barely red.
And
about the size of a quarter.
First off, congratulations to, what's the husband's name?
Daniel,
because your wife's gams are lovely. It's a lovely gam.
You can barely see the gam.
And I know what Ken's thinking. Pledge that quarter. Why do they have a quarter? Why do they have a quarter that they haven't pledged? I know, I'm reading your mind. Am I right?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all.
So she has what looks like a faint sunspot, a faint red little blotchy
area. Yeah, no, it looks like a bruise.
It's
almost
a blotch.
Yeah, it looks like a bruise, I would
say. A bruise.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's tried everything. I guess it itches, right? Why don't we get a call from this couple?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Is this Daniel?
This is actually Daniel's wife.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. What's your name?
Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, where'd you get the quarter?
I'm not sure. Daniel probably got it out of the couches or something.
Well, whatever you find in that couch, I think you ought to be pledging. Right, Ken?
No, it's fine. She was only putting the quarter
Ken
on.
Ken gets so mad when he sees listeners holding money.
She only put the quarter there to let us know how big it was.
Now, how long have you had this little condition on your leg?
Oh, I think we're going on about 3 years now.
Oh, baby. And it itches like crazy?
Depends on the season. So it seems like sometimes in the summer it'll get a little more itchy, but then there's been times in the winter it pops up. So.
Oh, baby. And what has been most effective? What kind of lotion or cream?
I would say probably the eczema cream, but it seems like in general all the creams seem to help for a bit, and then nothing. You stagnate.
My recommendation?
Yeah.
More eczema cream. Just pour it on. Yeah, just pour it on. Buy it by the gallon.
My recommendation would be to try cortisone cream and also THC oil and apply a limerick.
Yeah.
Those all sound like good ideas.
And in lieu of that, shrooms.
Say that again.
Shrooms.
Andy is recommending psychedelic therapy.
Psychedelic mushrooms.
Like, topically, or I should take them?
Either one. You just take them, and then believe me, this little bruise on your knee will be the least of your problems.
So are you going to ask for...
Would you like a limerick about is this eczema? Is this a limerick? Hold on. Write
a limerick about Alyssa and her eczema cream.
Okay, write a limerick about... Okay, Alyssa. Alyssa...
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
This computer doesn't care exactly about Alyssa and her, I'm going to say, bruise. Okay.
And make sure it rhymes.
Oh, yeah, because Ken grades on a curve.
A limerick rhymes!
Ken is getting very upset with the quality of these free instant limericks. Okay, here it comes, Alyssa.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is in lieu of medical treatment. Here we go.
No, this is valid medical treatment.
Well, it'll get your mind off it for 10 seconds. There once was a girl named Alyssa. Oh, Ken, you're not going to be happy with this next one. Whose bruise was quite the conundrum.
Oh, no.
It's... Okay.
Hey,
it started out small.
Whose bruise was quite the pisser?
It started out small, but grew and grew tall. And now she's got a big black and bluish humdinger. There's your limerick. Look, we're not professional limerick writers. We're not professional dermatologists.
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems like the patch has gotten worse. Since I've called, so
yeah.
I guess
it must be stress related.
Yeah, it must be limerick related.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Alyssa.
And thank your
husband. Did we just lose Alyssa?
Yeah, people just get restless and hang up.
Oh my God! No, something. Jeez, that's weird.
Is that a problem with the phone?
Yeah, it does look like there's a problem with the phone system. We lose people when a second caller calls in. That's no good.
Oh, that is no good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Oh, hi, Nadia. Oh, I hope you don't have a problem with any skin problems.
I have two things, but I don't know if the second thing counts. So the first thing is I have a cold sore on my lip.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The second thing is I have strep throat.
Oh, baby. Oh. Would a limerick about strep throat help you?
I guess.
Okay, it'll get you through these trying times.
Are you taking antibiotics for the strep throat? I hope.
Are you taking medicine? Are you taking antibiotics?
Oh, good.
And how many days of school have you missed?
Since Friday.
All right, Nadia. Well played, honey.
And I'm going to miss like a week because I'm going back on Friday. So.
Perfect. Well played. Perfect. Okay, and
Ken, are you okay with your... week in the
yeah Andy just exaggerated what was going on last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that Ken's heart was leaking and Ken thinks I overreacted. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's only
a little,
it's only,
I was a little concerned.
It's only leaking a little.
Yeah, excuse me for being concerned about my friend.
Well, lots, you know, of lots of things leak a little.
I only have have three friends.
Okay,
okay,
Nadia,
wait, Nadia, here's your limerick.
Right.
Okay, this is a limerick about strep throat. There once was a girl with a sore throat who couldn't speak, not even a note.
Nice.
She tried to whisper, but her voice was just a hiss. Now she's got strep, and she's feeling quite low.
That's a bummer of a limerick.
That's good.
You want all your limericks to end on an uplifting note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should rhyme, and they should be funny or uplifting.
You want them to be like a Warner Brothers movie. You want the limerick to run across town and get married to Julia
Nadia,
Roberts.
Nadia, thank you for calling, and I'm really sorry that it was such a bad limerick.
And but I'm glad you but you sound like you're healthy, and I'm glad you
okay.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We should wish everyone Merry Christmas. This is our last show for the year.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I don't know who's filling in next week.
Well, you don't need any live person. You have this bot.
No, we need a live person.
You should just bring Josh. Just bring Josh in with his computer. 201-209-9368.
Would Josh want to fill in?
He'd probably do a great job.
Yeah. Just send me a picture of your cyst, your bunion, whatever it is you got, ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, upload it to, I'm sorry, email it to ken@wfmu.org, and then give us a call. We will diagnose it as best we can. I'm speaking only for myself. I am not a trained dermatologist. I'm not licensed. I'm an amateur dermatologist.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm trained.
You're trained because just...
Just because I'm an American citizen, and I've been reading up on it.
And you've been studying your own skin.
Yeah. I've been to a dermatologist or two in my day.
Well, Ken, I think your real expertise comes from walking around naked all those years.
That too?
Every time you pass a mirror, you're kind of going to school. You're going to skin school.
I had something removed.
Oh, baby.
There.
Oh, my baby.
I had a horn removed from the top of my head.
Hey, if we ever have a lull, I have a skin tag story, I just realized.
Oh, great.
I'll tell it to you later.
Oh, good.
Maybe I'll get a limerick going.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to hear Andy's skin tag story?
No.
Say yes.
Well, no, we got it. Wait, let's look at her picture. Wait, hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, would you like to hear Andy's skin tag story? It's supposed to be really funny.
Well, my name is Andy. I also have a skin tag, so.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we'll hear the skin tag story from both Andys. Andy Breckman, you go first.
No. I want this Andy to go first, and then I'll try to top it.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Andy.
Why do I have to go first? You're the host.
I know. That's right. I make the rules.
Andy, what do you have, an accordion in the background?
Yeah, that's my roommate. He plays. Oh,
what a dream.
You want to hear something?
What a dream come true.
Hey, Christmas song.
Yeah, looking for a roommate must play accordion.
Here's something.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. I wonder why more people don't visit your apartment.
it's
baffling,
weird.
Isn't it?
That was great. I love that.
What's your roommate's name?
His name is Adam Hendrick.
And there's no way to guess. There's no way to get rid of him, I guess.
Is he related to Jimi Hendrix? It sounds like he is.
I don't know.
Hello? Okay. Oh, I think you're putting Adam on the phone.
Oh yeah, this is Adam.
No, yeah, hey, great job, Adam.
Thank you.
You really brought home that Christmas spirit right into our show.
Let's
Thanks
give him
much.
A limerick about an accordion.
Okay. Right.
Hang on, Adam. We're going to give you a limerick about accordions just to show our gratitude.
This is how we say thank you.
Okay, great.
Write a limerick about an accordion. A C. Go ahead.
A-C-C-O-R.
Okay.
D-I-A-N.
Hey, you know what we should do someday? You know, it'd be a fun show.
What?
We have a spelling bee, and people have to spell words not correctly, but they have to spell words as Andy would spell them.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Okay, here's a limerick about an accordion.
I really think you should say make it rhyme.
No, they're trying their best. Okay.
No, they're not.
They are trying their best.
They're not trying their best.
Okay.
They could make it rhyme if they wanted to.
Okay, just sit back and listen. Go to school on this. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
There once was an accordion so fine, its bellow could blow in any time.
All right.
It played such sweet tunes that everyone swooned. And it's the star of the show every time.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
That almost rhyme.
I think you owe my little computer an apology.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, but meanwhile, we have Andy with a skin tag.
With Adam Hendricks and then his roommate Andy.
Yeah.
Adam, thanks for playing. Will you put Andy back on? We need to hear his skin tag story.
Yeah, here you go. How's it going?
Hey, Andy.
So, how's it going?
I've had this tag for a while. It's like right below my ear.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right below the ear. That's where my daughter was. She was born with a skin tag.
Huh.
But it has a hair growing out of it, which is strange. And I keep plucking them out, but they keep coming back.
Well, okay. At least you have something to talk about on your first dates with girls.
Well, sometimes they see it, so it's a little awkward.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. So the hair growing out of the skin tag, do we have a picture of it? Did you upload a picture?
Well, you guys only said your email once, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's ken@w...
Wait, hold on.
Okay, have your accordion friend take a photo. Have him put down the accordion.
Okay, all right.
You've probably never seen him without the accordion. Okay.
He carries it all the time.
I know.
He looks naked without that accordion.
He is naked, literally, without the accordion, Ken. Okay, so ken@wfmu.org.
Wfmu.org. I'll send our Christmas CD of our guitar and accordion duo. After.
Great.
Oh, yeah, please do that. Make sure that goes to Ken, not Andy. Thank you.
Now, Andy, you may have heard some people have a... method for getting rid of skin tags, which involves dental floss.
Yes.
And a door. Don't.
No, you don't need to. No, he's not joking. You wrap the skin tag in dental floss, and then you pull it tight, and you're in effect starving it of blood. You're killing it.
Is this like an immediate thing? Like you just
No. It takes a while.
But then what you're supposed to do is take the other end of the dental floss and tie it to the back of your car and have somebody drive away really fast.
No, that's not necessary. What if he did that?
No, I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying this is what some people do, I'm saying, Andy, don't do that.
Here's your skin tag. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's the real
look
skin
at that.
Tag.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay, you might want to show that to a genuine grown-up dermatologist.
Yeah. And I would suggest shaving that hair off of it. It's really kind of gross. You might want to get a nose hair shaver.
Or you can go to any drugstore, CVS, anyone on the corner, Walgreens, and just ask the clerk for a Band-Aid. B-A-N-D-A-I-D. Band-Aid.
So I'm just going to put a Band-Aid over?
Well, if you're going out in public or meeting anyone... People who play the accordion don't care. They're not as picky.
You could just shave the hair off.
I pluck it, and it grows right back.
Don't pluck it. It'll probably just come back thicker.
Yeah.
I would shave it, and definitely shave it before you go out on any dates.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my skin tag story, and it might be instructive to you.
Okay, and then we need a limerick about skin tags.
We do?
Yeah.
Do you think this computer will know what a skin tag is?
Yes.
Okay, write a joke about a skin tag.
Okay, write a joke about skin tags.
Man, I'm no longer necessary to this operation. Write a joke about skin tags. Oh, hold on.
Hey, Adam, can we have another Christmas song? Can Adam play another Christmas song?
I could try.
Like Star Spangled Banner?
That's a Christmas song?
Voodoo Child. Okay.
Okay, and that, by the way, I should add, That is Ken playing the tambourine.
It's not a tambourine.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, a little jingle bell thing. And I can't tease him about it because his heart is leaking. Okay, so I'm trapped. I have a friend playing the tambourine, and I can't say a word about it.
You know what would make me feel better?
What, baby?
Getting a joke about skin tags.
Okay, here it is. Why was, hey, Ken, and hey, Andy, listener Andy, why was the person with skin tags always so popular?
Why?
I know.
Do you? Why?
Because skin tags are a real pain in the neck. Well, oh, no, sorry. That doesn't make any sense.
Track.
Yeah.
But it might make more sense than this answer, because they always had a lot of baggage to talk about.
What?
Or maybe you confuse skin tag with name tag.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is.
It's confusing skin tag for name tag.
Yes. Yeah.
This damn chat bot's not so good after
all.
Well,
he just never heard of skin tags. They programmed it as best they could. Okay, I'm going to tell you my skin tag story.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Happy. Yeah, tell us your skin tag story. People are dying to hear it.
Okay, so my daughter Rachel was born.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second oldest child. With a skin tag behind the ear, very much like Andy's. This is a newborn baby with a skin tag.
Ooh, yeah.
And the young doctor, there was a young intern there that said, I can take care of that skin tag for you if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, sure. And she did exactly as you and I were just describing. She tied a thread around the base of it
mm-hmm.
and, in effect, starved it. It kind of shriveled and died
yeah.
and then fell off, mm-hmm. right? And it did leave a little bump, which she still has.
Yeah.
But listen, but here's the end of the story.
Oh, my God. What happened to the skin tag after?
No. It's not like a horror movie where it came to life.
Jesus.
No. So anyway, Rachel is newborn. Rachel's now a day old. She's in the maternity ward,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's lying in the maternity ward in her big crib. And I can see down the hall. I'm looking down the hall. I'm looking through the window. And I can see this young intern showing her husband where the skin tag was on little Rachel's ear, uh-huh. little Rachel's neck. And the husband was very proud of the intern and gave her a kiss. And I realized this was the first time she ever did that.
Yeah.
She had never done that before.
Yeah.
She was very proud of that.
She used your daughter as a guinea pig.
Yeah, she was worth it. It was worth showing, bringing in her spouse to show.
Look what I did.
Yeah, she should have said, this is a procedure I've never done, frankly.
Yeah.
Don't you think she was obligated to reveal that?
Yeah.
So that was kind of disconcerting.
Yeah. She should have said, like, I've read about this one in the manual.
Yeah, or I've Googled this or something. There's a YouTube video I watch. So that's my little skin tag story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, shut up. That's the best I could do.
Yeah, that's the best skin tag story I've ever heard.
At least I know the difference between a skin tag and a name tag.
That's right, exactly.
Better than your damn computer.
Yeah. We're using, what are we using? OpenAI.chatbot. Yeah, we're using chat.openai.com.
And this is, you and Josh were saying it's a super popular.
Yeah, it's gone it's gone very viral because most things that people give to it, it performs better than what we're experiencing here. It's not very good with jokes or limericks is what we're learning. But it's apparently very good at essays and actual answers.
Yeah,
to,
cheating in seventh grade.
Yeah, it's perfect for cheating. Perfect.
Well, it's kind of cheating. We're kind of cheating, right? Because if you and I had to write limericks, we'd be stumped.
I'd write better limericks than this thing writes.
Okay. There, it's on, baby. You've thrown down the gauntlet. You think you could write a better limerick than this thing?
Yeah. It might take me longer.
Okay. Let's write. This thing could write a limerick about Neil Young. Can you write a limerick about Neil Young?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold up. Oh, this is it. This is like, what's that old tall tale? Oh, John Henry. This is John Henry versus the steam shovel, right? It's man versus machine.
Mm-hmm.
Who can write a better limerick about Neil Young? Wait, will this thing even know who Neil Young is?
Yeah.
It will?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to hit This is it. This is the settle. This is our version. This is the Limerick version of Big Blue playing chess, right? Okay. And Ken is writing his Limerick about Neil Young. And Big Blue has just finished its Limerick. This will decide once and for all whether this program will ever replace humans. Okay, you tell me when you're close to ready. Would you like a rhyming dictionary, Ken?
That would be helpful.
What word are you trying to rhyme right now?
I'm not telling you.
Wait, you're not telling me? Because I might whisper it to my computer program. You're not telling me. You're taking this competition so seriously.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, who do you want to go first?
You let that thing go first.
That thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, kids. This is me and my computer program's Limerick. There once was a man named Neil Young. Did you have the same first line?
No.
Oh, damn. Whose music was always so right, never wrong.
rhyming young with wrong.
Shut up. With guitar in hand, he would take the stage and stand and sing songs that were heartfelt and strong.
Yeah, it sucked.
Okay, and now...
Here's my human my human limerick.
Yeah, the human brain could never be beaten, kids.
There once was a man they called Shaky, whose picking hand was really quaky. When he sang in falsetto, the world was his ghetto, and his songs were played on Wakey Bakey. I win.
You do. You do win.
Yeah, because technically mine is a limerick. This thing's not...
And also, you knew Neil Young's affectionate nickname.
Yeah.
And this program did not.
Right.
And you were familiar with your morning broadcast here.
Yeah.
At FMU. Well, that's settled. Boy, that was exciting. That was dramatic. The old steam shovel just collapsed.
Yeah.
It just broke and collapsed. And John Henry was victorious.
So if you have a tumor or a rash that you want to send a picture, send it to me at ken@wfmu.org. I'm a citizen dermatologist. Andy's trying to become a citizen dermatologist. He's not quite a citizen yet. After you email the picture to me at ken@wfmu.org, we'd like you to call so that we can offer you some advice and give you a limerick.
I have a second verse.
Oh, well, a second verse of the Neil Young limerick?
With a voice that was rough and raw, he sang of love and loss without a flaw. His song spoke to the soul and made us feel whole. Thank you, Neil Young, for your musical law.
Well, that was closer to being a real limerick. Not bad.
It didn't mention Wake and Bake.
No, it didn't. That's okay.
Let's say if no one calls in 2 minutes, I go home.
No, let's not say that. We're going to be back on January 4th.
Better than ever.
Yep.
With a whole new attitude.
What are you going somewhere these next couple of weeks?
The family is. Yeah, we are going.
You are going somewhere.
We are going to Europe for just a short little trip.
Really? Going to Europe?
Well, it was something that was postponed during COVID.
Ah, where are you going?
A little town. Maybe you've heard of it. Mm-hmm. You might find it on a map, but you might want to do a little Google it. A little town called Paris.
You're going to Paris in December.
Paris, France, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting, okay.
Interesting is exactly the word.
Yeah. Do you know what neighborhood you're staying in Paris?
It's wherever Beth wants to stay.
We have listeners in Paris.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Just have to warn you.
Well, if they want to get in touch, maybe if they get in touch with you, and if they're not psychotic.
Yeah.
if they're not psychotic, we might meet them for lunch. Can I buy him lunch?
Can I teach you a really simple thing you can say in French?
It won't stick.
No, this might be stickable. It's so easy.
Well, not for me.
Yeah. Ça va. Can you say that?
Ça va.
Come on. Ça va. You can say ça va.
What am I saying? Something obscene?
No.
Am I insulting someone?
It's multi-purpose.
Tell me what it means.
It means, how's it going? It means it's going fine.
So you just walk around saying ça va all day?
Yeah. Like, you could just say ça va, and the answer is, if somebody says ça va to you, you say ça va back. You can do it. Come on. You can do this.
Okay. Say ça va to me.
Ça va?
Go to hell. You're dead to
no.
me.
No.
That's my response to ça va.
You always say you can't learn anything. I swear to God, this is something you could learn.
Well, maybe I don't want to. I'm just going to follow Beth around. I say, you want to hear something funny Beth says? I say, happy wife, happy life. And then she says, happy husband doesn't rhyme with anything. And that's our relationship.
Something's got to rhyme with husband.
You'd think it would.
Busman.
Orange.
No, because nothing rhymes with orange. Door hinge.
Yeah, door hinge. I once saw Kurt Vonnegut, and he began his speech trying to rhyme orange with something.
Was he successful?
Yeah, I think he said door hinge, and everyone applauded.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny. And what are you doing? We have a couple of weeks off. Wait, you have family in Michigan?
Yep, go to Michigan.
You looking forward to that?
Yep.
Liar.
I am.
Nobody looks forward to going with family. Big family gatherings. Everyone dreads it.
No, I there are aspects of it that I'm looking forward to.
There's an honest answer. Mixed feelings. You just tuned in. It's Ken's honest answer. It's been 3.5-4 months between honest answers.
No. Way longer than that. 6 months.
Good. Well, travel safe.
Oh, hey, somebody's calling up with a carbuncle story.
But wait. We need a photo. Check your photo.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get the call first. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
And I'll come up with a limerick.
Hey, can't believe I got through.
Yeah. I can't believe it either.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay. What is your condition?
Did you send me a picture of your planter wart?
I could send you one of the scars. I had one as a kid.
Yeah, send me the picture.
I had to get double burned.
Oh, man, cauterized. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, I had to go back twice.
We can't cure your scar. We can't take away.
We're going to get. Go ahead, Andy. Sorry.
We can't take away your pain, but we can create a joke about a scar.
No way.
I love it.
No way. You can't create a joke
about
a scar.
It will help ease some of the pain.
Scars just aren't funny.
You know what is funny, though? You said nothing rhymes with orange. Look up Eminem and Talking Head, that parody. That whole song is about that.
Exactly, Ken. You forgot about that.
Oh, damn.
Whatever this kid just said.
I can't believe I forgot.
Whatever this kid just said, you forgot about that. Okay, I have a joke about your scar, but wait, we have to see your scar. Did you upload it? Did you send it to Ken?
He has not.
Did it not go?
No, I haven't. Was that you?
Okay?
Andy,
was that your mic?
Yeah, you turned off my mic and you coughed
my mic
into your own.
Yeah. Well, I've only been.
It was classic.
I've
only been here 31.
For not getting COVID.
31 years.
Going on.
Oh, are you one of the people in the COVID contest? So you still haven't gotten it?
Yeah. No, we're doing. Yeah.
Hey, good going. Game I haven't gotten it either.
But who will win? Hey. And what's
I don't. With that cough, Ken, I'd be mindful.
No, that was me actually. But
that was Andy's cough.
What is the prize?
Exactly.
What is the prize? $22 years. $22.
I can't remember.
We'll have
to
replay.
Not much.
Okay, but here's a joke. Here's a joke about scars. Oh. Wait, why did... Oh, this doesn't...
Okay. Oh, it's another winning computer...
Oh, no. Okay, here. I'm going to read the joke, and then, Ken, tell me if you can think... Tell me if you can discern what mistake the computer made.
Okay.
Why did the scar always tell the same joke? Because it was stuck in a rut.
Oh, God. It thought Scar was Car.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. That's really terrible.
Well, they're still working on it. They're getting the kinks out of
it. But this thing is famous. And all the press that this thing has been getting is just like, that's it. Writers are not needed. Teachers are not needed. Students don't have to write. They're acting like this thing is perfect.
Well, if you want a series of Scar jokes, you're going to have to come to a human writer.
Yeah. Okay, will you give me a Scar joke? You're a human comedy writer.
Well, I'm going to need a week and a half. I'll come back July. What are we coming back? July 4th?
January 4th.
January 4th, I mean. Yeah.
July.
That's the first. It's the first thing I'll do.
Hey, thanks, Scar. Thanks for the call.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah, anyway, be mindful out there.
We will.
Yeah, be mindful.
I'm not going to be that mindful, but whatever. So you can't come up with a human-written Scar joke?
Did you hear about the horrible, horrible Scar?
No.
It had trouble starting on cold mornings. What?
That would make sense if it was a car.
Oh, I confused Scar and Car. I made the same mistake that my computer made.
Jeez, that's
weird. Oh, Jesus.
What are the chances of that?
1 in 5. Well, have a good Christmas, buddy, and Hanukkah.
You
and
too.
Travel safe.
You too. It's been a great year.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
It's been wonderful spending it here with you every Wednesday
night. I can't think of any of the high points, can you?
And the listeners, no, I blot it all out. It's a kind of method of self-protection.
Well, we did do that show about skin rashes.
Oh, that's the one we're still technically doing that.
Yeah, that's the only one I could remember.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Same here. All right, thanks for hanging, everybody. We'll see you January 4th. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Matt Fiveash and Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. He thought I'm evil. My middle name is Billy. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try at all. I love you because I love you. You mess around with me. I'm